My concern is that the legislature, conducting business as usual, will throw kids in the same mix as they normally do with the road builders and the riverboat interests and everybody else. And I think the people want to see something different. I think the people want to see children put first. And for, to that end, we have started the Students First Foundation with its companion website, www.studentsfirst.us, to focus people's attention on the legislature to get them to do what the public wants them to do, which is to focus on kids.
And so this website and this group is kind of an open invitation to parents, giving them a place to go to log on here and find out how you can do something about this.
Well, it's not just parents. It's the whole community, because the whole community clearly has an interest. It's the administrators, it's the teachers, it's the taxpayers. Here's a place that you can go to get information, to find other people with a similar interest, and to find out what to do, and to focus on the legislature. This is not a lobbying site. This is an educational site. But the purpose here is to educate the public, educate the people that really care about kids, to help them focus on the legislature so that they, the legislators, will do the right thing and put children first. People need to stand up for their rights and take into their own hands the future of students and the future of children in this state, and they are the ones that should be doing the lobbying. But we want to empower them. That's the purpose of this site, is to empower people to go do what they would naturally be inclined to do but don't know how to do or don't have the information.
Is this costing the state anything, this website? Or
no, this is something that I, frankly, after last year's very disappointing session of the legislature, I personally am funding it out of my own pocket at the moment, but the state is paying nothing for this. It is a purely private effort, and I would have received checks from a number of people, as well as credit card subscriptions, and would not mind if other people chose to contribute.
It's a private effort and also a unique effort. I don't know that this has been done before. Yes, you're the chairman of the Illinois Board of Education, but then you're going almost outside what is typically done there to start this up, this educational site to, like you said, empower people.
Well, we can't do this with state money. And I'm not sure that legislators, even if we had the authority, would be very happy to know that we're educating the public with state money to go tell them what to do. On the other hand, as a private citizen, and I'm an unpaid chairman, as a private citizen and a volunteer, there's no reason why, when I see something needs to be done, that I can't begin that process myself, pay for it myself, and ask others to join me.
Do you advocate any sort of funding change in the formula?
No, I don't, we're not talking about raising taxes. We're not talking about changing the formula. I mean, there are a whole host of groups that have that on their list, and I think that that needs to be resolved. But what we're talking about is, given the $27 billion of existing state revenue that's discretionary, that is, that the governor and the state legislature can direct that money, rather than put us in the same mix with everybody else, put kids in the same mix with everybody else, put those children first, and then split up the pie amongst everyone else. We are not, and I underscore, not advocating a tax increase.